And then we're also taking a look at something I think is very cool. So IKEA has released their new virtual design tool that allows you to delete furniture and essentially replace it with IKEA's furniture from like taking a photo on your phone.
Okay, well, that's cool.
I think it's a cool concept because at the end of the day, you can get an idea of what your room would look like with this piece of furniture in it, which is a hard thing to imagine for certain people. But I think what's more important than what IKEA's virtual design tool can do now is what virtual design tools can do in the future. So we've spoken a little bit about VR headsets and how that applies to gaming, but there's a lot of application for virtual reality headsets from a renovator or house construction point of view, right? Where instead of using an app on your phone to put a piece of furniture in, you can recreate a 3D digital space and populate that space with furnishings or painting on the wall or types of skirting and lamps and lights. And you could basically, without spending a single cent, test out a design thermology inside of a room or a house in a virtual 3D environment. Now, when IKEA first released their sneak peek at the software, they were trying to sell that kind of dream. But this app actually fell short of expectation. But there's a massive future opportunity there for that kind of technology using virtual headsets. I think that's going to be something I would appreciate having. You know, especially, you know, just in your own house, if you're preparing a studio. I know you've probably made a few studios in your time, but it's not an easy process. And it's very expensive when you start testing out different things to fit into your studio.
Yeah.
You know, you try some soundproofing foam that might cost you 3,000-4,000 rand. Specific table might cost you 4,000-6,000 rand. Mic 6,000-8,000 rand. Lighting 2,000-3,000 rand. You know, and if you could just virtually set up what you think it would look like, it makes it easier to make final decisions, you know?
Yeah.
And decisions you don't have to replace or adjust at a later stage.